Enemy Within by Robert K. Tannenbaum, read by Nick Sullivan.
Chapter 1. They were having lunch at 4 in the morning, sitting in the unmarked, a black Dodge Fury double parked on the south side of 47th Street, just west of 10th. Nash, in the driver's seat, had a couple of chili dogs and a can of Pepsi. Next to him, Cooley was eating an Italian Hero and drinking a large white coffee. It was early March and chilly, with a persistent rain, and they had left the engine running and turned on the wipers and the defroster. The car was warm, the windows were clear. Infrequently, for it was a Sunday night, a car came down the street, slowing to pass the unmarked, and when that happened, both men stopped eating. Nash checked the rear view, and Cooley craned his neck and looked behind him and followed the vehicle as it splashed past. They were looking for a particular car. A van, actually, dark blue with white lettering. It belonged to a guy whom some other guy had told a third guy about, who was planning to run in tonight from Virginia with a big load of pistols and automatic rifles to a place on 47th between 9th and 10th. Three other cars were stationed at various places around this part of Manhattan, so that if the guy slipped past the anti-crime team that was setting up to make the grab and ran, there would be cars in position to block the escape. Nash stole a glance at his partner, who had not said five words since coming back to the car from the all-night joint with their meal. Cooley's brow was flexed, and his jaw was working rather more than crushing an Italian Hero strictly required, indicating a certain tension. Cooley did not like being in a blocking car. No, Detective Cooley preferred to be the first one through the door, pistol out, yelling, "Freeze! Freeze!" or some other hearty police exclamation.